everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation. All the pop culture news and none of the research. I'm Jackson.
I'm Joel, and we are joined by this very special guest, yeah. Joel Zammit gone. Where'd he go?
People are dropping like flies. Yeah, you were gone last week.
Where was I?
Zammit's gone this week.
But this time we
got to... next?
You're next.
That's really scary.
But today we've got a very special replacement.
That's
someone
true.
That longtime Baseless Speculation fans would have heard before.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Hayden Bleachmore.
Hello, woo! It's me.
Now, fellas, lads, paisans.
Yes.
What's going to happen in the new Frasier reboot?
First, there was cheese.
Yes. That's kind of the bread on the sandwich.
Then there was Frasier.
That's the meat.
Now there is Frasier.
That's the second bread.
They haven't done a 12th season of the 90s to early 2000s Frasier. This is a clean reboot.
Yeah.
Has a separate Wikipedia page.
I sort of wish it had a different name.
I was going to say that same thing because it doesn't. We just watched the trailer before.
Yeah.
And there's only Frasier is in it.
Yeah.
And he's in Boston instead of Seattle.
And I'd heard.
San Francisco?
Seattle.
Okay.
They got the, what do they call that thing in Seattle?
The pointy.
The big pointy guy?
The pointy
pie
dish.
In the sky.
That's right.
Seattle's famous pie in the sky.
Yeah.
I'd heard that Roz.
And what was Frasier's famous line? Seattle, I'm listening. That's it, right?
Yeah. Saddle, what's up?
And he would, Saddle, what's he would, up?
He would pre-ounce.
Giddy up, Saddle.
I'm full on.
You said pre-ounce.
Yeah.
You better take a week off.
I'm going to fade away in
the
this
prophecy.
Episode. It's coming true. But no, so I'd heard Roz was coming back.
Yep.
Series regular.
Yep.
And someone, and Frasier's wife from Cheers.
Lilith,
who I don't know if she ever really appeared in Frasier.
So she's in Frasier, but she's an ex-wife
occasional.
At that point
and
pops up because they have a kid, Freddie.
Yeah, who is in this show.
Yeah.
Is it the same actor?
I doubt it severely,
but I can find out for
because
you.
The premise of this new season of Frasier, Frasier, he hasn't connected with his son in a long time.
Freddie,
he hasn't spoken to him.
Whoa, Freddie's middle name's Gaylord.
Frasier, why would you do that to your son? That's made high school tough for him.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a real Fokker move.
Yeah, that's a big Fokker move. True. Fuck. So I just need my mic in the room. I'm losing my mind this episode.
You need your microphone and then hit yourself in the face with it. Like Mr. Magoo or something.
It's true. So, Frasier has turned up at his son's door, Freddie, and been like, I want to be in your life. And Freddie, get this, he's a regular guy. He's just Joe Blow. And Frasier, well, he's hoity-toity.
Mm.
He's a member of the bourgeoisie.
Yeah.
And so now they're at odds. And will they make it, you know, together? Will they find common ground? Who we will see.
I hope no. I hope it's one season.
At the end of it, they're like,
we tried, but we can't connect. It's best if we part ways and never speak again.
Next time I see you, we'll be at your funeral, Dad. Goodbye. Yeah.
If I can be bothered.
I got so excited because the kid that plays Frederick Gaylord Crane in the original Frasier is
I was just like, isn't it Fokker? Like, no, it's Frasier. It's great.
Frasier Fokker.
Now that's a crossover the world's dying for. Robert De Niro and Frasier Fokker?
Are you kidding me?
Brothers?
Brothers!
Oh my god! That would be spectacular stuff.
He fucked it up though. He wouldn't be a Fokker if they were brothers.
That's true.
You're right.
He's
maybe it should have been Frasier played Ben Fokker's dad.
Yeah,
is
that would have been good.
Ben Fokker, or is his name Ben Stiller the actor? No, it's Gaylord Fokker. That's the whole thing. Oh my god, I need to wake up, guys.
Yeah. We're all gonna disappear. We've lost our mind. This is a thing that sitcoms are doing now, hey. I can't think of any other example, but I feel like there are, where sitcoms are like, we're back.
Oh, sorry, I was just going to say I got really excited because the kid that plays Frederick in the original Frasier is still an actor.
Oh, yeah.
And he's also in Basketball as the kid.
Whoa.
And also has a reoccurring role on Mad Men. And then I got so excited, but no, they didn't just use the same actor. They should have.
Why not? Like, that would be perfect.
But yeah, he goes to Boston, rocks up on his son's door and says, I'm here, surprise, we're going to be best friends. I got a job at an apartment here in Boston to be with you.
His son's like, ooh.
And he's a professor?
Yeah, I guess he's teaching psychology at Boston University or whatever.
This takes place 20 years after the events of season 11, which was the last season of Frasier, where he starts a relationship with a new character called Charlotte.
Oh, yeah.
And his relationship with Charlotte has just ended when the show starts.
Oh,
also,
so he's had
Martin Crane,
yeah,
the actor died in real life, but in the show, they're like, he also just died.
Okay.
Just died.
Wow, he lived a long time.
Yeah.
They gave him an extra for like 15 years in the show. That's nice.
So it's always funny when a show does this where they're like, we're not going to, like, Niles isn't in it. Daphne's not in it.
The dog isn't in it. Yeah.
Where their absences become conspicuous and they are like, what? Like, is Frasier had a falling out with Niles?
I've had a little look at the cast list.
Yeah.
One of the characters that I think we see in the trailer is Niles and Daphne's kid.
Whoa.
So that's going to make it very apparent. This is going to be big time and just like that, where the fuck is Samantha Energy?
Yeah.
It's just not going to make sense.
Well, you're like, why would Niles, what, did they have a falling out? Do they hate each other now?
Which I reckon there'll be a few phone calls where it's just Frasier. No, Niles, I don't have time for your shenanigans.
Niles.
Send my love to Daphne. Goodbye.
Despite Frasier not being a particularly entertaining character, he's so much fun to do. Good God, Niles!
Niles is even more fun to do.
I'm not smart enough to do a Frasier Crane impression because he has such a good vocabulary.
Good God, Niles.
Just say that.
Yeah. Good God,
good
Niles!
God, Niles! My epidermis is itching or something. I don't know.
That's the perfect Frasier line. Your epidermis, Frasier? Yes, Niles! My skin!
Good God, you troglodyte!
There we go.
It's the best. If you're gonna say skin, just say skin.
Shut up, Dad.
How many times in the show did Frasier say, shut up, Dad? Shut up, Dad! I'll kill you.
I wonder how many, because Frasier's dad, the fun dynamic is that Frasier's dad, he's a regular guy.
Exactly.
And now the son is a regular guy.
Yeah.
I wonder how many lines, oh, you're just like your father. I mean, your grandfather. My father.
I get.
That'll be in their heaps.
Yeah. On some level, I understand the dynamic they've gone for here, where they're like,
what would be crazy is at the end of this season, Freddy adopts one of those little dogs and then starts a cycle all over again.
I think he
has a kid.
He might.
And there's a Frasier. That'd be crazy.
But like, because clearly they're going, in the first one, the dynamic was Niles and Frasier are upper class and they're snooty and snobs.
Yeah.
But their dad, whose name I can't recall, he's a regular guy.
Yeah.
And they're
Frank?
Like,
Martin.
No,
Martin.
That's Frank
Barone.
Frasier Barone!
I wish. Oh, Frasier.
Man,
Frasier, my big brother, Frasier. Why you gotta act so smart all the time?
Good God, Niles.
Nobody was looking out for Robert. That's so sad. He was a deeply depressed
man. Were you
man.
Doing Robert? I was doing
I don't know what the fuck I was
Ray.
Doing.
Well, Ray sounds like
Ray,
that.
I'm Ray, hey.
I'm Ray Barone.
Good God, Niles.
Good God, Robert.
Mom.
You're going to make me late to my job at the sports journalism store. Have you guys seen, is it called, oh God, I can't remember the name. So I think it's on Netflix. It's called like Racquetball or something.
Mm.
Oh God.
Oh, yes.
It's really good.
Fuck, what is that movie called?
It's
Ray Romano and
the guy from The League or something.
What about that movie where
one of the Mark Duplass.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's really good. Ray plays like a wait, his name is Ray, isn't it? In real life?
Yeah, yes. Ray Romano.
Right. Anyway, he plays a really cool guy.
Nice.
No, he's not a cool guy at all. He's a weird guy, but it's a really good performance and I like it when comedians have their
they've got range.
Paddleton is the name
Paddleton,
of the movie.
That's right. They do that. Their oh my God.
What are you trying to say?
What's the movie with Adam Sandler? I keep trying to call it Shining Gems. But
Uncut Gems. Yes. Punch Drunk Love would have also worked for what you say. Anyway. When a comedic actor takes a dramatic turn.
Yes, I like it.
Good God, Hayden!
There's a Ray Romano, and I think the other one is Kevin James.
Yeah.
I think it's the two of them. There's a movie they were in that sounds so fake that I saw once, and it's I would like to find it again. They were meat salesmen. And they had to sell a bunch of meat, and they meet a mobster, and the mobster's like, something like, I'm going to buy all this meat off you, but they don't have enough meat to sell them, and then they're on the run from the law. It might be called Beefed, but it's real. It just sounds insane. And maybe they fuck his wife. I don't know.
They both do? They both have sex with the mobster's wife?
I think so.
That's cool.
Is it called Staked or something? Yeah. Anyway.
All right, so Ray Romano
doesn't
appear in any movie called Staked that I can see.
Can you read me his filmography?
Beefed.
Are you thinking of Welcome to Mooseport?
No. I think it's Ray Romano. It's certainly
definitely Kevin James?
Kevin James, meat man.
Okay, so what we have is a movie that you're not sure is real that may or may not star Ray Romano and also may or may not star Kevin James.
Ray Romano meat salesman. Search that on your little machine and you'll find it, I promise. Because they got to sell meat and it's really hot.
Whoa!
Oh, you found it?
It's called Grilled.
Oh, it's not far off. Not far off.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got to sell.
Staked, beefed.
Beefed. And they got to sell enough meat. And they're door-to-door meat salesman, which I don't believe really is an actual job.
It probably was at one point.
Maurice Romano and Dave James are inept door-to-door meat salesmen.
Wait, they have the same last name as the actors?
No, he's the name and the actor.
What is...
That's what I thought, because you know how a lot of times in TV shows or movies, they'll have the same first name as the actor. I've never heard of just the same last
King of Queens name. Does that, doesn't it?
Do they have the same last name?
No, Kevin James's character's name's Kevin,
yeah,
I think
so.
Yeah, but I thought that this movie,
also
they had just the same last name.
As Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Wow. They cross over. They go on a holiday together.
I think childhood friends or something.
Yeah.
That's silly.
Arms are getting tight. Something on the something bridge tonight.
I got a hot wife and a hater. I'm a fat guy who sucks.
My dad's the same dad as George Costanza's dad from Seinfeld.
It's the King of Queens, bitch.
We should write sitcoms for sitcoms that already exist.
Yeah. Fun crossovers.
Anyway, back to Frasier.
Yeah, back to Frasier. So, yeah, I get that that dynamic they're trying to do is like an inverse.
Yeah.
Where it's their dad is hoity-toity instead of an everyman. And that contrasts with the Freddie and his girlfriend who are every people. Except it's not as funny. That's just like a less funny dynamic where one guy... Because,
you don't know that.
Well, I've seen the trailers.
Well, let me just read...
You seen the trailers?
I did, yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, you're worried it's not going to work. The first episode is out at time of recording.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, is it?
And USA Today said in their review, new Frasier review, Kelsey Grammer leads a new cast in embarrassingly bad revival.
Because, like, the funny of Frasier, right, is Frasier is too snooty.
Yeah.
So you're meant to be like, come on, Frasier.
Well, he's snooty but an idiot.
Yeah, exactly. But if you with Martin, you kind of empathize because you're like, I get it, dude. He's just a regular guy and he contrasts. But if you do the reverse and Frasier's the guy we got to empathize with.
No, I think Freddie will be the guy we empathize with.
Yeah, but because it's like the Frasier show, like I feel like it's this thing that happens with later day sitcoms and sitcom reboots where what they're trying to capitalize on is like what you remember of Frasier, but you know what I mean?
Not what actually happened.
Yeah, so they're like, well, you love Frasier, so Frasier will be doing his Frasier thing, and that's enough.
Yeah.
Without kind of remembering why that dynamic worked.
And because he's going to be the dad and he's like hoity-toity, it's just like everything that's ever existed.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I got a really fucking... annoying dad. Yeah.
Plus, the original Frasier wasn't called Martin. You know what I mean? Like, if Martin was your point of view character, it probably wouldn't work, really. So,
do you reckon Frederick will hit Frasier with a good God, dad?
Yeah, I think he should. Good God, Frederick! They'll have a good God off. They should have called this Frederick, I think.
Yeah.
Frederick the Frasier Chronicles.
Well, I think they definitely should have had a different name because it's not a reboot. It's just another spin-off, but with the same main character.
It's a continuation.
Well, no. It's just like Joey to Friends, but it's Frasier to Frasier.
You know that Joey is a continuation of Friends.
Yeah, but it's a spin-off, though. Like, you know what I mean?
That's true.
Yeah.
But Frasier was a spin-off of Cheers.
That's true. And
so spin it off again, not reboot it.
It's not really a reboot because
yeah.
But I guess you can't change the name.
What would you have called it? picking Freddy the Crazier, Frasier Chronicles.
The Crazier.
What I actually said was the Crazier Phasia Chronicle.
That's a good name, dude.
Good
what was it?
God, Crazier.
Good God, Chronicle.
Wait, that's his name?
Yeah. Frasier's son's name is Chronicle in my
Gaylord Chronicle.
Gaylord Chronicle Crane.
Well,
I would have called it Professor Frasier.
Oh, that's good.
Because then it's like, whoa, he's a professor now.
Yeah. He was already a professor.
Yeah, but now he's teaching.
He's a professor in Cheers.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yes. Okay.
No, but I get it.
I will say that this actually plays more like a sequel to Cheers than it does to a sequel to Frasier.
That's true.
Because it continues a lot of the stuff you see in Cheers. So like his then wife is now an ex-wife. You find out that he's been in a relationship after that. But Freddie exists, who is his like a kid with his ex-wife, not with Charlotte. So, and then like you don't really have characters from Frasier popping up.
No.
This is like a Cheers spin-off, but 40 years late.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like it from the trailer, but if Lilith was like one of the main characters and the dynamic was these two, because Lilith was weird as well. She was also very snobby or whatever. Yeah. If it was kind of like a Frasier and Lilith being like, how did our son turn out this way?
She is in the series.
Okay. As like a regular?
Reoccurring.
Yeah, okay.
Or recurring, if you want to read the word properly.
Because like, I don't know, maybe that would have been a more interesting dynamic where it's like, how did our kid turn out so normal when we're so fucked up or whatever?
Yeah. Lilith will be like, Frasier, you sack of shit. You've always been boring and sucked. Our kid's good. And he'll be like,
yeah, I did a good job raising him without you. I assume that's the story that
It's funny to think that throughout Frasier, I wonder if you could find out, I mean, I'm sure you could, how many times Frasier's kid shows up in Frasier? Because I know...
That won't be a hard thing to find.
Because I know another character who has a kid that you never see is Ross from Friends. Mm. You see his kid like 3 times.
Yeah, after it's a baby and then it's just, okay, bye-bye.
It's a kid and that Ross is scared that he likes Barbies or whatever.
Yeah.
Then he teaches him about Judaism with an armadillo and you never see him again.
Well, here's an awesome thing about...
Fixed him, ready to go up into the real world. Hey, you're an adult now. Just finish school and you'll be fine.
Yeah, here's an awesome thing about Frasier and an awesome thing about Friends.
Yeah.
Frasier, we've made fun of it, but it actually rocks.
Yeah, Frasier's awesome.
Friends stinks.
Yeah, Friends is terrible. It's so bad.
I did a rewatch like a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Shouldn't do that. Rewatch, awful.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like so everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's everything. It's like super, it's pretty racist.
Yeah.
It's pretty transphobic.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty fatphobic. It's just everything. A lot of gay panic.
Yeah,
it's wild.
Yeah. It's no good. Whereas I watched an episode of Seinfeld recently where a huge plot point was that Elaine and Kramer were going to kill a dog.
That's cool. I also did a rewatch Seinfeld and that has the same issue, unfortunately. Yeah, I can't remember what episode it was or what the story was, but I was watching with my partner. And we're like, hey, this one's racist, transphobic, and homophobic. It did all three.
Hit the trifecta.
Or ableist or something. Yeah, it was like it hit 3 of them. That would like, wowee.
I will say the only difference here with those two, if you go back and rewatch them, is the offensive stuff of Seinfeld sits a bit better because they are terrible people.
Yeah, that's true.
Show doesn't try and frame them as good people.
Yeah.
So therefore, when they do stuff like that, you're like, that makes sense. Kind of like when It's Always Sunny does it.
Yeah. Mm. Friends does that weird
thing. It's still not good.
Yeah.
But it makes it easier to watch and digest.
I guess so, yeah.
And Friends does that thing where it's like a Friends episode and then they try to go real earnest with it. And you're like, you haven't earned this. What are you doing?
Yeah. I think I disagree because with Sunny, you're like, you're watching it and you're like, oh, the joke is that these people suck.
Yeah.
But when it's Seinfeld, it's like, oh, no, the joke is that being gay is weird. You know, like, as the audience, like, oh, the joke isn't that they're panicking. The joke is that being gay, what?
that is
crazy.
I really like, there's that Seinfeld bit where Jerry is on, he's hanging out with someone who's clearly gay.
Yeah.
And the waiter comes up and starts hitting on him. And Jerry's like, I could be his boyfriend.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I could be his boyfriend? Yeah. That's funny. That's good stuff.
Frederick Crane appears in 8 episodes of Frasier.
That's crazy. There's so many neglectful dads in sitcoms.
I guess it's because it's annoying to get a kid on set.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And the same
also,
kid as well.
It's not the show you want to, you know, in Friends,
yeah,
you know.
Who cares?
You don't really care. You don't really watch Ross Dad Adventures. You want Dad Adventures, you watch Everybody Loves Raymond. You know what I mean? or you watch Married with Children or Tool Time.
Whoa, Home Improvement.
Are there other sitcoms that are doing the Frasier thing, or am I just making that up?
Because I feel like there's... there's been a bunch. Will and Grace.
Oh, yeah, Will and Grace, that's true.
But I feel like also just they've always done it forever, all the time. But they're always rebooting and spinning off and everything, so...
Yeah, but I feel like it has become a thing.
Like a streaming exclusive reboot.
It happened just before COVID, and then it slowed down during COVID, but now I reckon it's back. Because they started rebooting stuff.
Yeah.
And like streaming did the thing where it's not like, hey, we're doing a lost season of a thing that you didn't know. It's like, this is a new series. So Full House became Fuller House.
Yeah, yeah.
Will and Grace stayed Will and Grace, but I don't think anyone watched it. Mm.
Yeah, they should have called this one Frasier. He's even more Frasier than before.
Willer and Grace.
Do you see they're bringing back Seinfeld or something?
No, I think, wasn't it like Jerry Seinfeld was like, he's hey, like, something's get ready happening. For something, and everybody's like, it's going to be a Super Bowl commercial because that shit happens all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That makes sense. That's
don't fine. Do another Seinfeld reunion. No. It's done.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus said that she doesn't know anything about him.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's kind of like we watched because we wanted to find out why Niles wasn't in the Frasier reboot, and we watched a video about it, and the answer is he just didn't want to be.
Yeah.
Although, here's my big swing for the fences.
Okay.
Is that they're doing like a Spider-Man Far From Home thing where, you know, you get Tobey Maguire. Yeah. Is that his name?
Yeah. Yep.
And he's like, I don't know anything about this movie. I don't know. I think they would have called me by now.
Great Toby impression.
And then the other guy is like, yeah, well, I don't know what's going on with this. I wish I was in it, but I'm just not. And then bang, they're in there.
So you reckon the last episode of the Frasier reboot,
I think
Niles
it's going to be Niles walking through the door, and there's going to be a noticeable point where they want the fans to cheer in their house.
In their own home.
Yeah, there's going to be applause breaks in Frasier.
I don't think Niles will pop up in anything more than a phone call or one scene.
No. Nah.
And it won't be something that they're banking excitement on. They'll be panicking because no one likes the show.
Yeah, if this season, when it finishes and there's no Niles, if they get a second season, which they probably won't, they'll put Niles in it.
Yeah.
To try, they'll be like, I guess Niles is where you get the people.
Baby, here's $10 million.
Come back.
Also, we were looking at pictures of Niles Crane, the actor. And there's this one bit where he had just a ginormous moustache.
And
it looked crazy. It was like a cartoon moustache.
I hope he keeps it. I hope he brings that back into the Frasier reboot.
It looked impossible. Like, it looked like it was stuck on. It was like Wild Luigi's moustache.
It went too wide away from his upper lip.
It was weird.
Yeah, it didn't
make
sense.
I hope he has that in the reboot when he comes back.
Hello,
Frasier.
Good God,
what a mustache! What is that thing on the epidermis between your nose and mouth?
I hope he comes back. It's crazy to me that David Hyde Pierce played Abe Sapien in the Hellboy movie.
I don't know who that is.
You remember the Hellboy movie?
No.
The Fish Man?
Oh, wait.
He's the Fish Man.
No, he's not.
He is.
He's Abe Sapien. He's uncredited, and he only appears in the 2004 Hellboy film.
Yeah.
I thought the Fish Man in the Tank...
The fish man in
That's
the tank.
That's Niles Crane?
That's Niles fucking Crane, brother.
That's...
Abe Sapien. I thought... Homo Ichthus or whatever.
Wait. Wasn't there in... Because in Call Me... No. The Call Me By Your Name movie, but it's the fish man.
Shape of Water.
Shape of Water.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, do you mean Shape of Water or Luca?
No, I mean Shape of Water.
Okay.
Just a love story about fish is what I meant by that. And... But that's
a different character.
Yeah, no, I know. But there was like a conspiracy, or not conspiracy, I guess a fan theory, that was the same character because
from
it
Hellboy.
Was played. Yeah, because it was played by the same guy. But I don't think Niles Crane played it in The Shape of Water.
No.
What am I thinking of?
I don't know, dude.
Dude, I don't
You might
fucking
need to take
know.
A week off. That's what I'm thinking. I think you might need to take a week off.
I thought
man.
It was the same actor that played a fish man twice, and it looked very similar.
Here's what I think you're maybe getting confused about.
Yeah.
Is that I don't know.
Okay.
Is that right?
No. Wait.
I think it's got to be the same guy, because I don't think David Hyde Pierce was the body.
Yes, so you are right. No, you're right.
Yes.
So David Hyde Pierce voiced the Fishman, but Doug Jones plays the Fishman physically, and he is the same Fishman in Shape of Water.
Yeah. Well, he's not the same Fishman,
but he's a very similar
Fishman.
He plays the Amphibian Man.
Imagine having two Fishman roles in your career.
I know, that's all you're known for.
Yeah, the Fishman guy.
It's awesome.
Imagine like being like, that's your thing, you're a Fishman, and you get like, you're in Hellboy, like... Damn, I guess that's probably it for me. And then bang, Shape of Water. Wow.
It's back.
I can't believe my luck.
This was made for me.
There's only two Fishman movies and I got both of them.
cannot believe, was not expected to do like an intense drama.
Yeah.
I certainly did think I'd fuck a woman.
But here I am, old Dougie Jones.
Imagine they make like a Creature from the Black Lagoon movie. Don't ask him. You're like, what? I am the fish man.
I'm washed up. I'm washed up, Jerry.
Oh, they should have put the fish man in the Seinfeld reunion.
Yeah, that would have been great.
That'd be good.
Jerry, I'm washed up. They took me from the Amazon, Jerry.
Good
the
God, Amazon. Fishman. You're getting goo all over my couch.
That would be good. Fishman and Frasier. That's what they should have called the
reboot. Where the worlds collide, huh? Hey, it's a fish out of water thing, but Frasier's the fish out of water. Huh? Isn't that interesting?
Has he gone to the fishman realm?
Yes. He was in the swamps down.
Yeah, fair enough.
Hey, sitcoms rock, but you know what else rocks?
What?
Using a VPN.
Oh, it's the best, dude. Being protected online. Yeah. It's awesome.
And there is no better VPN than NordVPN.
That's true. I've used NordVPN for years and years and years. It's my go-to.
Yeah, Nord is great for watching upcoming sport events, TV shows, and films that aren't available in your region. You just have to switch your virtual location to the country that the show is in and enjoy. Like Frasier. If you're struggling to find it, I'm pretty sure it's just on Paramount Plus, but maybe.
This happens all the time. You're trying to find a sitcom, can't watch it in your country.
There's no legal way to watch it, and no one sells DVDs no more.
Exactly. That's when NordVPN comes in.
And you know what else NordVPN is great for? You're at the airport.
Right.
Or you're at the library. Or you're
I'm all over the place.
Or you're at a friend's house whomst you don't trust.
Okay, yeah, fair.
And they have day.
Yeah, you've seen everything.
Yeah.
And they have public Wi-Fi, and you're like, I don't like what this will probably do. My information.
Yeah. My daughter.
Right for the taking.
I'm always saying that, dude, about my daughter. My daughter.
Well, NordVPN will protect your daughter while you're traveling or using a public Wi-Fi, because NordVPN protects you wherever you are in the world.
Another great thing, speaking of traveling, you buy a flight. You want to go to somewhere beautiful and tropical, but the flights are so expensive, it makes you crazy.
Yeah.
NordVPN, change your location to somewhere else. You might get cheaper flights.
And
that's pretty good.
NordVPN is the price of a cup of coffee per month, and one NordVPN account can be used on up to 6 devices, so there has never been a better time to try it out.
And you know what? I just gave up drinking coffee, and I usually drink one cup of coffee a month, so I've got the room in my budget now.
Dude, that's so perfect.
Well, and this is also going to be more perfect for you, Hayden. To grab our huge discount off your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/baseless, and with every purchase of a 2-year plan, you'll receive 4 bonus months for free, and there's no risk in Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. The link is in the episode description.
Yeah, every purchase of the 2-year plan receives a 4-month bonus on top. That includes all plans, standard, plus, and also complete.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's sick as hell. Get on it now.
Yeah, and watch Frasier with it.
I thought you were going to say watch Frasier with us. Watch Frasier with us.
Get on Zoom and we'll do it.
Yeah, we'll have a Frasier watch party.
Yeah. So, Jackson.
What?
Hayden. We've just spoken about something that's good.
Yeah.
But you know what's bad?
What?
A bed that stinks.
Oh, yeah. It's bad and it's also embarrassing. People come to your house, why is your bed so stinky? Yeah. What are you going to do about
it? It's a real problem for me because my bed just reeks from all the farts and dead skin and the skin oils.
Well, Hayden, did you know that traditional bed sheets can harbor more bacteria than a toilet seat? And for you, 2 toilet seats.
Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't know that, but it really makes sense.
It can lead to acne, allergies, and stuffy noses. And it's just gross.
Yeah.
And we've partnered up with someone today to fix that for you. And that's Miracle Made.
Yeah, they offer a whole line of self-cleaning, eco-friendly bedding. That's sheets, pillowcases, comforters, and they prevent 99% of bacteria and require 3 times less laundry.
They also regulate temperature, because did you know that your temperature at night can have one of the greatest impacts on your sleep quality?
Mm.
If you wake up too hot or too cold, we recommend that you check out Miracle Made's bed sheets. They're inspired by NASA.
Yeah, they're inspired by those guys from space.
Cool.
Yeah, and they use silver-infused fabrics and make temperature-regulating bedding for you so you can sleep at night in the perfect temperature all night long.
I gotta get some of these because I usually wake up and I get out of bed and there's a perfect silhouette of me just with sweat and grease and oil.
Concerned.
Yeah, it's really not good.
Well, Miracle Made sheets are luxuriously comfortable without the high price tag of other luxury brands and feel as nice, if not nicer, than some 5-star hotels. If this sounds good to you, you should go to trymiracle.com/baseless to try Miracle Made sheets today. And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, if you order today, you can save over 40%. And if you use our promo code baseless at checkout, you get 3 free towels and you save an extra 20%.
So upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/baseless and use the code baseless to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/baseless to treat yourself.
And now back to Frasier. So in my head, yeah, and I know that this is just going to be Frasier ignorance.
Sure.
Frasier and Roz get together. But I guess that doesn't actually happen.
I think maybe there might be like hints. It might be like a thing that happens, you know, in an episode or something. But I don't remember them being a couple.
No, it's probably a bit of will they, won't they? Yeah. Or was, I can't really remember. I think they were just friends from what I remember. I don't remember. Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember them being
I watched an episode of Frasier like very recently.
Yeah.
And it was a later season, like season 10, season 11. Might have been season 11, I don't know. And Roz was hanging out with Niles. And I was like, I think it was clearly like later end of the show because we need something for this guy to do.
We're
just combining characters to see what happens or whatever. Whereas like, I remember when I was watching it back in the day, I don't remember them having much of a relationship.
Mm.
It's interesting because there's like a laugh track, right? To the, what we watch. Was there a laugh track?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
I think you really put the laugh track in the trailer anyway.
Yeah. But I'd imagine so. To make a traditional sitcom in the year of our Lord 2023.
It just looks wrong, doesn't it?
It's just not a thing we do anymore.
It's just,
like,
yeah.
Apparently, it's great. But a spin-off that, yeah, has done well is Young Sheldon. Apparently, I hear Young Sheldon's pretty good. And Young Sheldon is not a traditional sitcom.
Well, I think it's because
it doesn't have a laugh track. It's yeah.
Because what's the? It's like a three camera or a single camera thing. So the single camera is like, you know, what's like a filmed like a drama would be, like Breaking Bad. You got the three camera, which is like you have a soundstage.
Yeah, exactly.
And stuff. And this is obviously Frasier is a soundstage thing.
Yeah.
But Young Sheldon is a single camera.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, looking at a.
Whoa.
Who would have thought we'd be talking about Young Sheldon today?
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
I think I feel like I talk about it all the time with you. It's all you talk about.
It is. It's fascinating.
He's young and a nerd.
What?
And also, isn't like his dad, like the guy that plays his dad is also in the Big Bang Theory as a different character or something.
Very
like that.
Possibly.
It's like, well, my dad went back in time or forward in time. I can't remember what I was going to say. I got distracted by the time travel stuff. I think cameras are too clear and the colors are too bright and it just looks really gross and fake.
Absolutely. It's kind of like people talk about the later seasons of It's Always Sunny, which we brought up before.
Yeah.
And they say that switching to that HD camera kind of took some of the magic away.
Yeah, got to keep it grotty.
Which I've heard, I mean, I don't know where I heard this, but that Charlie Day was like, don't do it.
Yeah.
But that Glenn Howerton and whatever his name is, we're like, no, we got to do it. We got the money now. And Charlie was like, I think it's going to wreck it.
Mm.
And in a way it did.
Yeah.
You know, kind of took away some of the magic.
It looks like a new show now, where when it originally started airing, it looked like it could have fallen out of an alternative, like, 1996 that stinks.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
That was good about it. Yeah. It was so cheap, but it added to the vibe.
Absolutely.
Because it has a rancid vibe.
Yeah.
And the later episodes don't have quite a rancid vibe, although occasionally they do go real hard with the rancid vibe, and then people are like, I didn't like this episode.
That
one where Charlie's trying to get to...
There's like one where Charlie's got to do a bunch of stuff.
He's like home alone-ing himself.
but he's got to do a bunch of stuff to make sure they win the Super Bowl, his team or whatever. And it's just like a very violent, weird episode where you get his leg caught in a bear trap and you're like, oh yeah. Is this what It's Always Sunny was always about? Yeah. Was it always like this? Yeah.
Gets like full on like mutilated basically. Yeah.
But I have to give props to the It's Always Sunny team because I remember in an interview ages ago, it was when they were at like season 8 or something, and they were like, how long are you going to go for? And they were like, well, initially we were going to end around now, but we thought, what if we drove it into the ground? And I think that's awesome.
Yeah, I think
to be like, we're making junk, but
you was listening to an interview with them, and they're like, you know, because it's the longest running sitcom ever or something.
Yeah,
it's like 20 something seasons. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like live action sitcom. Mm. And they were like, I think Glenn Howerton went off and tried to do his own thing, didn't really work, came back. And they're just like, yeah, well, why would we ever leave? This is the show we have full creative control over. We could do anything we want. We've got a bunch of money from the studios. Everyone, we've got 10 years, 15 years of goodwill.
Exactly.
So why would we go anywhere else? Let's just try and do weird stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, fair enough. It'd be pretty creatively, like, what else? You can't get better than that.
Yeah.
So it's the longest running live action American sitcom.
Sitcom.
Isn't the longest running sitcom overall like a weird British sitcom called
All of the Family?
Only Fools like and that. Horses. Yeah, I don't know.
Inspector Prompt or something.
Speaking of Only Fools and Horses, that guy in the... So there's... Frasier has a friend in the trailer for the Frasier 2023 reboot. And it's another older guy.
Yeah, another professor, I assume. Yeah,
and I was like, I wonder if he's like from Cheers or something. Looked it up. No, he's from Only Fools and Horses.
Whoa. Wait, whoa! Yeah. Is it the same character?
I don't think.
I've come from England. I used to be a horse farmer or whatever. Or was I a fool? I have never seen Only Fools and Horses.
Neither.
I used to see ads for it. I'm like, this makes me feel weird.
All British sitcoms are.
I don't
like
want
that.
To watch this.
I remember seeing an ad for Bottom as a kid. You remember Bottom?
No, I don't remember
that's
Bottom.
That's
Rick Mayall and.
Yeah, that's a like Young Ones follow up, basically.
They've got unsettling energy, British television.
What about fucking Keeping Up Appearances?
That's awesome.
What's that about?
It's about Hyacinth, and she's trying to keep up fucking appearances.
Is it just a British Frasier?
No. Keeping Up Appearances is awesome. Mm. Hyacinth is a well-to-do lady, and she likes everything nice and clean, and her husband is henpecked and suicidal. He hates his life.
Cool.
And her brother and his wife are whatever British bogans are called. Slags? And they ruin Hyacinth's life, and she tries to keep things normal. I watched so much Keeping Up Appearances as a kid.
I've never heard of this show.
It used to be on at 6 p.m. on ABC.
Yeah. What about another great British sitcom?
Which is awesome, because that clashes with The Simpsons. You're watching Keeping Up Appearances.
We've
got to
give it our best shot, guys. We're up against the behemoth, but let's try this freaky, disgusting British show.
What about Some Mothers Do Have 'Em?
Oh, yeah.
What?
I've never seen an episode of that, but
there's a lot of British listeners.
Awful names. Yeah. Awful names. They go for a million years. You say the name, you're like, how is this name still going?
What about Mother and Son? Do you remember Mother and Son? That might have been Australian, I think.
I don't know.
Mothers.
Can't talk about British TV without mentioning the best of them all, The Bill.
Oh, yeah. The Bill lasted a while. When are they going to do a Bill reboot? They probably have.
Yeah.
What about Poirot?
Do a Poirot reboot.
There's a movie series out right now.
Haunting in Venice, bitch.
Is that Poirot?
Yeah.
Whoa, cool.
Kenneth Branagh.
I didn't realize it was Poirot. Am I saying his name right? If you're like, I'm not.
Your mouth doesn't know what to do after the P.
It's French.
It comes back at the O, but the middle bit,
I'm lost.
You're adrift, dude. Poirot.
There you go. I didn't realize it was that guy.
Yeah, there's been three Poirot movies.
They should really put that in the trailer.
They do!
Well, they should put it in the title then.
What? Poirot.
Poirot presents Murder on the Orient Express.
There was a W in that presents for you there.
Well, it's because it was Poirot left over presents. From...
I've got a French Poirot accent now because I said Poirot. Poirot. Oh my God. I give up.
Yeah, it's too hard to say Poirot.
You're doing a pretty good job of it though.
Oh, I'm thinking of Columbo.
Oh yeah, bring back Columbo.
Bring back Columbo.
Well, he's the one that's dead.
The character?
No, the
get a new actor, obviously.
What's his name? Oh, how have I forgotten his name? Mr. Poirot. What was his name?
Not Jimmy Mr. Columbo. Poirot. Mr. Poirot. Mr. You Columbo. Know, Columbo.
Fuck. Hey, everybody, it's me, Columbo. What was his name?
And just one more thing.
Just one more thing.
You have a Columbo t-shirt, so I'm just going to let you sit so in this.
Much. Oh, it's killing me.
Yeah.
Columbo is played by...
Peter?
Peter?
Peter... Oh, fuck.
Falk?
Falk... Peter Falk. Isn't it just Peter Falk?
Yeah.
Yeah, Peter Falk. F-A-U-L-K, yeah?
F-A-L-K.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Falk.
I always thought, and they kind of did it, that they should do a Columbo reboot with Natasha Lyonne because she's very Columbo-y.
Oh, yeah.
I think that'd be awesome, but they did it.
Hey, just one more thing.
More, it's the same one voice. More thing. But she, yeah. They did a show called, I forget the name of it, but it was very close to Columbo in terms of
yeah,
style.
Wasn't it made by the guy who made the fucking Knives Out?
Yeah, I think so. And set in the Knives Out universe? Who knows?
There's that cameo at the very start of the second Knives Out that makes it very unclear what universe we're in.
Yeah.
Have you seen Glass Onion?
I have.
At the very start, Daniel Craig's character, what's his name? Johnny Knives Out.
Yeah, yeah.
Johnny Knives Out's in the bath doing like a murder mystery party over Zoom.
Yeah.
And there's like five famous detectives, but all from different universes.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
On the Zoom call.
I don't think I picked that up.
Mm.
Natasha Lyonne's one of them.
Yeah. Mm.
I was too distracted by Daniel Craig in the bath.
I know. Hubba,
and he was probably being like.
Smoking a big cigar.
Yeah.
Right? I say. There's a mystery afoot. And now the game begins.
We should get to the bottom of this. Yeah. I don't know what accent that
well,
is.
Hayden was doing Foghorn Leghorn, which is awesome.
You were doing
sort of like a suspicious farmer. Yeah. You were doing like I've pulled over, like my car's broken down, and I'm like, can I use your phone? And you're like, yes, come in. And I'm about to be hacksawed.
I say, come on into my phone.
I'm always friendly to strangers.
We've actually got a free room upstairs. No matter about the lock, I'll take care of it.
I'm about to be tortured. Okay. What other sitcoms do we think that are going to get the Frasier treatment? Because I think all of them.
I
think Everybody Loves Raymond is probably coming.
I think if this That'd went cool. well,
yeah.
all of them,
mm.
this will need to have some pretty substantial uptick in the back half. Am I curious to watch the first episode?
Yeah,
yes!
Me too. I'm massively curious.
I wonder, like, because they would have already made it all by now, right?
Yeah.
They're not still doing the thing where they're making the show as it going.
No.
So... I mean, it just has to make a little bit of money. It seems pretty cheap to make.
Yeah.
I think the most expensive thing would be
hiring
Kelsey Grammer's wage.
Yeah.
Everyone else, I think, is probably cheap as chips.
I said that. I reckon everyone's Raymond, stage. But although, I feel like Ray Romano is kind of moving out of that. Like, that feels like a step down for him. Whereas Kelsey Grammer, not so much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, like, Ray Romano's made a couple of, like, really.
You guys, sorry. When you said step down
yeah.
for Kelsey Grammer. Have you guys ever seen the video of him falling off stage?
Kelsey Grammer falling off stage.
That sounds awesome.
It's so funny. And he makes, I don't want to spoil it.
Oh, fuck.
See if you can put the, I don't know if this is allowed.
Yeah.
If not, obviously just edit this out.
Yeah.
But just put in the sound he makes as he falls off stage here because it's so funny.
Okay.
Good lord. He's a funny guy. I think I have a real genuine like for Kelsey Grammer.
I think I don't.
Whoa.
I think I do. Unless he's cancelled, then otherwise don't.
I think he
but is. But there's this picture
is?
Of him eating stuff, eating steak in the nude.
Yeah.
And then he falls off stage and his actual reaction is, oh, good lord. like he's Ian Frazier. That's awesome.
Yeah. I feel like.
He plays Beast.
Yeah, he does play Beast. That is pretty cool.
The only controversy I can find is that his second marriage was abusive towards him and his then wife fired a gun at him.
Wow. Oh my God.
But then grandma got addicted to drugs.
Oh yeah.
Which can be chill, but often doesn't.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Joel's eyes went real wide, so.
Yeah. No, it just turns out Kelsey Grammer has had a terrible life.
Oh,
that's sad.
He's,
I'm glad he's probably super rich.
Yeah.
and doing what he loves. His sister was murdered when she was 18.
I think I knew this. Yeah, yeah.
God damn.
I still don't like his vibe.
I think
I can feel sorry for a man and not like his energy.
Yeah.
I think
it'd be nice to sit.
He's described as one of Hollywood's best-known Republicans, a rare red spark in the blue sea of Democrats.
Yeah. Hey, that's all right. You know what? That's fine. Who cares?
But he's pro same-sex marriage.
Oh, that's good.
He's pro-choice.
So he's fine.
What's he anti?
Democrats. Those thieves.
He loves Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, yeah.
Well, wait, how recent is that? Because everyone used to love him because he was the mayor.
2008.
Well, yeah, because he was the mayor on 9/11, I think. Yeah. So everyone loved him for a while. And then he went weird when he went with Trump and all his makeup was leaking off because he got so sweaty. I think that was a real downfall. And I was like, oh, this guy's weird now.
He's oily. I'm not in it. I'm not into it anymore.
Why is he wearing so much makeup?
He was arrested for drink driving and cocaine possession.
That's awesome.
Cool crime. Cool crime.
He had a heart attack in 2008 whilst paddle boating.
That's the Fraser Crane. You know a great bit? I just remembered it with Ray Romano. Do you remember?
Yeah, he's cancelled.
Oh, no.
Okay, there you go.
What did he do? Or is it too gross to say?
Look, you can do your own research. Oh. It's just not funny.
Yeah,
like, there's no point. It's not awesome like having a heart attack and a paddle boat.
Yeah. Do you remember that bit in, I think it's the movie Funny People?
I would like to formally rescind my like for Kelsey Grammer. That guy stinks.
Yeah, nice, dude.
There you go.
Just say second. I'm going to read it now.
Do you remember that bit in Funny People where there's a joke about how Eminem wants to kill Ray Romano?
Yeah, he hates Ray
That's
Romano.
The funniest scene. He's so upset.
Speaking of upset, Hayden, after reading this, his hero, fallen from grace.
It's a bad one.
Yeah, oh no.
Yeah,
Kelsey Grammer, no good.
Yeah.
It does make more sense knowing, reading that his history of substance abuse, his history of problems with the law, he has been married maybe 5 times.
Yeah, okay.
I can see why he probably needs the money.
Yeah. Let's see why he'll do a Frasier reboot. And I can also see why David Hyde Pierce is like, maybe I don't want to be in this
show. Guy, I don't know.
Yeah,
also crazy. I don't know if it's actually true, but I heard this, is that the only reason they created the character of Niles is because David Hyde Pierce kind of looks like Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Like, they'd already planned the show, like, hey, this guy kind of looks like him.
What if Frasier had a brother?
Yeah. And it was like the best decision.
I mean, thank God. I mean, nobody
really. What a boring show would be.
I know, exactly. Without David Hyde Pierce, what's the point?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wasn't it?
Can I call him David Crane? I might have.
Isn't David Crane a different guy?
Is David Crane the Scarecrow?
No, that's... David Crane is a writer.
Isn't Crane also the guy who went to
Sleepy
Hollow?
David Crane's a writer of Friends! Full circle! I knew that I recognized his name from somewhere.
I'm shocked there's not been a Friends sort of...
It would cost so much money, I think.
Well, some of them.
They did.
I think all of them. Because they could ask for... Because it would make so much... But it's a guaranteed hit, even if it stinks.
Yeah.
They've got like such a dedicated fan base that they would just make...
Yeah, the other day, I was lost...
Also, Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah,
oh,
true.
Wait, she's doing TV currently. She's in the morning show.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like...
But she's doing like... She's not on like a fucking...
NBC.
Yeah. I was thinking like, what's Chandler doing? You know?
He just released a book.
Yeah.
And it's really sad.
Matthew
Perry. It's really
embarrassing,
isn't it? Yeah.
I don't know if it's embarrassing.
No, I've heard that it's really petty, but maybe I'm wrong.
Really?
That it's like a lot of him just being like, the reason I'm not famous is that nobody gets me or whatever. Yeah.
Did he also say that he found out that Jennifer Aniston had a crush on him and he blew it and is like in the book still seems very cut up about it? Yeah.
And maybe even talks very positively about being, I mean, I can't remember, this might not be true, but about like doing very inappropriate stuff to like... Not flashing her, but something like that or whatever. And in the book, he's like, why didn't she like me? And everyone's like, yuck. But I don't. That might be wrong.
I don't think anything's
like
as
that.
Awesome as when Moby released a book and claimed that he dated Natalie Portman. And she was like, no, we didn't.
that is awesome.
That's so funny. Just a funny, even if they did, such a funny thing to do.
Yeah,
no. Hey, we didn't date. You're crazy. that rocks.
When, dude?
Yeah. I hope they did date and Natalie Portman's just
gaslighting.
Just fully just
dude,
like,
to gaslight Moby, that's a dream.
So good.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I suppose maybe. But you're right. It would be a guaranteed hit. You probably would make enough money to pay. I, the other day, was lost in the Docklands with friend of the show, Dale Kingsmill.
Yeah.
And we wandered around for ages because a mini golf course we wanted to go to was closed. And we wandered around for like 2 hours being like, what now?
Oh, everything else in the Docklands is also closed.
Well, everything was closed except the Friends Experience.
What is which that?
It's a place you can go that has recreations of all of the sets from Friends, and you can go and take photos
just
there.
Recreate.
Yeah. You pay $30 and you go in.
$30 to sit on a couch that looks like couch from TV.
It's like, oh, it looks like Central Perk. And they had, from what we could see, we didn't do it.
Yeah.
But you could do Central Perk. You could do Joey and Chandler's apartment.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming Monica and Rachel's apartment.
Surely.
And there were a bunch of, you could get a bunch of t-shirts, but this was very interesting to us. None of the t-shirts had Friends. They all said the Friends Experience.
So it's just unlicensed.
Does that mean they don't have the Friends license?
I hope so too.
Anyway, so they should do I don't care. Don't do a Friends reboot.
They should just start doing, my pitch for the future of TV. I guess our speculation is the 2023 reboot of Frasier sucks and misses the point of why the original Frasier's good. Yeah. But what they should start doing, stop rebooting things, grab cheaper actors from things.
Yeah.
So like Matthew Perry from Friends. Mm-hmm. Michael Richards from Seinfeld.
Yeah.
And then do like a crossover there. Find out the cheapest actor.
Oh, wait, like doing the same characters?
Yeah. what if Chandler and Kramer moved into the same apartment?
Oh, man, that would be a house with two funny guys.
What's so funny as well is that, like, if you did this in the 90s, it's like two wacky guys living, two bachelors living together. You do it now, you're like, Michael Richards in his, like, 60s or something.
So old.
They're both it's just real so old. Sad.
Yeah. I think maybe Matthew Perry was in a reboot of The Odd Couple.
Yes, he was.
Wasn't he? So
which
he's done
might
that.
Still be happening. An Odd Couple, which
with
is...
With Tom Lennon.
It's, and...
Is that his name? Yeah.
Isn't it?
John Lennon?
It was John Lennon.
The Beatle. I think the future of TV is...
Oh, Chandler.
Could I be any more in the Beatles? Yeah. I'm shot in the guts, and now I'm a ghost.
I'm making fun of you, Chandler.
Chandler Bing and the ghost of John Lennon share an apartment. What could go wrong?
Could I be any more haunted?
They should just.
I'm bringing over Yoko.
Whoa, that's going to cause some tension.
We're going to do another lock in flow. I have a shockingly long ass crack.
Even as a ghost?
Even as a ghost.
I guess that makes sense. Your ass crack stays the same.
You should look at that. I don't know if you've seen this, but
it does look like it's long.
It's very long.
From the cover?
Yeah.
There's a famous photo of John Lennon and Yoko Ono holding hands whilst naked from behind. And Yoko's ass crack, very small. John Lennon's huge.
I think there is a photoshopped version, which has made it seem longer.
But you might have been tricked.
That's such a funny trick
by a photoshopped ass crack. But I think the original is pretty long regardless. Yeah. They just extended it a little bit. I think they should just do young Sheldon. Young Sheldon, all the old sitcoms.
Young Kramer.
Young Kramer. You're telling me you don't want to watch Young Kramer? Young Cosmo.
Oh.
Young Cosmo, Young Kramer, Young Jerry. Young George. I'd watch Young George.
Young George would be funny.
I mean, like, George's parents were so entertaining in Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Young
same actors.
Same actors. Get
them
back.
De-ageify them with AI.
Some of them might have to be ghosts.
Yeah. That'd be good. They need more ghosts as main characters in sitcoms.
Yeah.
I was tricked by a Photoshop version.
I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news.
I can get around.
I could have let that slide because I knew it brought you so much joy, but I think it's better you hear it from me than the internet.
And Yoko's ass crack, not that short.
It would be so funny if you looked and Yoko's was that one. They fixed Yoko's ass.
I don't know what's real and what's fake anymore.
They both have very regular asses.
Yeah. I thought John's was at least a little bit longer than normal.
He does have long ass crack energy, though. I will say that.
Funny to get caught in the yesterday scenario. But you only remember you're the only one who remembers John Lennon's massive ass crack.
Yeah.
And you don't know what do I do with this information?
And you don't know how to play guitar, so
no, the Beatles still exist. Yeah, everything's the same.
Everything's the same. You're just the only one who knows.
That photo with John Lennon with a long ass crack's just gone, and you're the only one who's like, I know he's been dead for 40 years.
But he had a huge ass crack.
Didn't he?
Can I make money off this? Oh, yeah, I think
Ed Sheeran will still be there. He'll help you out.
Yeah, Ed Sheeran will be like, I believe you, man. Yeah. Let's see if what we can do.
Tell beautiful stories about John Lennon's huge ass crack, and it's made me doubt my own artistic
It's made me doubt
abilities.
My own ass crack. Yeah. Imagine you found that he had a huge ass crack, too, and you were like, is this, have I uncovered? I need to see celebrity ass crack.
It was surgically altered. Yeah, maybe that was the secret.
Maybe it was the secret.
Yeah, he doesn't have a real long ass crack. Yeah. It's a sign of, you know, high society. Yeah, all right. Swings for the fences. Come on. Here you go.
I think for real, Niall will rock up.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right.
He'll be at the door. Everyone will hoot and holler. And
no second season.
No one will watch it. Yeah. And it maybe will make its way to a TikTok that has been changed to an Instagram reel that I see.
Yeah.
And maybe that's it.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good way to consume content.
Oh, it is really good.
I like consuming content like when somebody tweets, hey, here's Saw 1.
That happened today.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah.
What, it's just all of Saw 1?
Yeah, just Saw 1, the movie on the phone.
Oh, yeah, because they made Twitter... You can upload like 10 hours or something.
But it's bad when you accidentally scroll past and you're like...
I just loaded the whole movie.
Yeah.
Also, that account was called like Leg Wanell or something, which is funny because the director's name's Lee Wanell.
Could it be him?
It was, I thought that too, and then I checked and it wasn't.
That's sad.
But yeah, it's awesome when people are like, fuck it, here's the whole whatever.
Here's the Hobbit or whatever.
Mm. Yeah. I'm scrolling past that, brother.
Yeah, in fact,
I've never watched a movie on Twitter.
Yeah, I didn't watch much of it. I skipped through and was like, oh yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I remember once there was a 15-minute GIF of SpongeBob, but they just like made it so low res that it would fit in a GIF that you could post on Twitter.
That's awesome.
And I was like, yeah, I guess, was it a 15-minute GIF? And it was super hard to watch. But I watched most of that, and I was like, no sound.
Yeah.
That's the best way to watch anything, dude.
Yeah. That would have been a full episode if it's 15 minutes. Yeah.
Speaking of, I watched Twin Towers or Two Towers or whatever. Not Lord of the Rings, the Twin Towers. Lord of the Rings. That's an easy mistake to make.
It was actually on Facebook, but it was a TikTok that had been turned into a Facebook. What are they called?
Post?
Video?
What are the videos on Facebook called?
I think they're just called videos. Facebook videos. I don't think they have a catchy name.
Yeah.
Anyway, and it was a Family Guy joke about the Twin Towers, so...
It's on your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quagmire caused it in a game of tennis.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Is it because he's a pilot? Has that got something to do with it?
No,
or?
The joke was he was bad at tennis and his first serve hit the first plane.
Oh, I see.
And then he's like, and his second serve wasn't any better.
Oh, I see. That's crazy.
Yeah. I don't think that's what happened at all.
I don't know.
Seth MacFarlane was almost there, so you should probably trust him.
You know what I learned about Seth MacFarlane the other day?
What?
I was looking heaps into cryonics, like people who freeze their bodies after they die.
Oh, yeah. Immortalists.
Yeah. Seth MacFarlane did it. He's planning it.
Yes!
Ooh. Seth MacFarlane's going to freeze his body, turn
Family
up in the
Guy
future.
Forever.
I was like reading through the list of people who are planned to freeze their bodies after death, and it's like, guy I don't know. Guys that are specifically famous because they're going to freeze their body. Yeah. And then Seth MacFarlane.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
Is he doing it just because he's got heaps of money and it's a joke, or does he genuinely believe? Because there's that awesome newspaper article when immortalism in the 80s became news again, where they were like, it's embarrassing to die.
Yeah.
That's sick.
That's an awesome quote.
Yeah, it's the best.
It is embarrassing to
it
die.
Is. It's humiliating.
You stop living, then you shit your pants. But then you continue to exist and you just can't do anything.
They
about
bury
it.
Your ass in the ground.
And then your hair and fingernails keep growing, but maybe not.
Yeah. Dude, you get confusing. Full of worms and rats and crabs
you
or whatever.
Fucking stink.
Yeah, they drain all your blood and replace it with these awful, awful chemicals for no reason.
Yeah,
what the heck?
Dude, it sucks to die.
Yeah, dying fucking
humiliating.
I was looking
stuff.
Into the, one of the cryo things. And like,
thinking about freezing your head?
Yeah,
because like a lot of them is head because it's way cheaper.
Yeah,
yeah, and the awesome follow up to that is they have no way or indication of how unfreezing a head could somehow keep you alive.
Absolutely, it's so funny. I was reading about on the Wikipedia page they were talking about in 2018. It was like a company has discovered a way to freeze a brain and preserve it, and then it was like first you go on to euthanasia, then you die. I was like, well. That doesn't help me.
Yeah.
And then their plan is that they can upload your consciousness from your brain into a computer.
We aren't
that
far off doing that now.
But also, that's not the same. Yeah. Jackson's dead. Yeah. It's just Jackson.
It's just an AI chat GPT that's like learned how to go.
Why would you?
Oh, they're like, shit on my penis.
They're like, hey, you want to spend billions of dollars to die, and then you won't know about it. You'll be in hell or whatever. Yeah,
but it'll seem like you're alive,
to
and
us.
Then eventually people will stop interacting with you, and then I don't
we'll
know
turn
what
the
happens.
Computer off.
We don't know if you have emotions or what.
Oh yeah, sign me up, dude.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
But to get it like into the freezer. It like takes like the quickest they've done it is like in half an hour, which is way too long to be dead and
rotting. Absolutely.
The first time they froze the bunch of people, there was either 12 or 16 bodies, and the person that was running it realized that they couldn't actually keep the freezers on, so he just abandoned them and they all thawed out.
Yeah. That makes sense. There's a first in, first out policy as well for a lot of them.
So, funny.
So if you get frozen, as soon as they figure it out, the most recent person goes out. So if you're in early, you're a long way and you are going to be, there's no chance.
Fuck, that's so funny.
That is awesome.
I love that their thinking is like, if we can preserve your head, because in the future they'll give you a whole new body.
Yeah.
They'll give you a whole new body. Anything that's happened to you now, we can fix.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true.
I don't think it is true. They take out like crazy, like they take like three or four life insurances policies, and that's what funds them. It's a pretty good little grift.
Convince
people to take out $5 million.
And a head and then doesn't just take up much space.
Yeah. And you're just going to keep it frozen.
Chuck it in the freezer.
And then there's probably somebody in the contract being like, look, if we go bankrupt, we will just thaw you out.
And also, you don't have to keep that.
Yeah, he's got to check. Yeah. It's not going to happen.
And also, the people, they're going to die eventually and then no one's checking on
Everyone's
you.
Everyone's going to fucking die.
Yeah.
And it's going to be so embarrassing.
That will be humiliating.
It's going to be maggots in my eyes. Awful.
Dude, that sucks.
Dude, there's going to be shit in your asshole and people are going to be crying. Yeah. And you're going to...
The shit will come out of my asshole.
Yeah.
Can you bury me at the beach so that the wind uncovers my body and scares some kids?
Just in a sheet. I'm not even buried, just on the beach.
What if I just put you in a creek so that you can stand by me some kids?
Awesome. I would actually genuinely love just to be thrown in a ditch somewhere.
Yeah.
Don't embalm me. Don't do any of the chemical stuff. Just throw me headfirst into a ditch, no coffin, and let me rot.
Throw you
if
off
the
a
foxes
bridge.
Dig me up and chew me, that's fine. Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be.
That's
I keep
saying
threatening to dedicate to donate my body to science, but not medical.
I don't think you get a choice.
Physics put you in the Large Hadron Collider.
Well, that was that case
what
where
if we fling boron at Tush's corpse at a million miles an hour.
There was a case the U.S. Army was buying corpses that were like donated specifically for like leukemia research, and they were just like stapling them together and blowing them up
that's
in houses.
Do
and then they just find the bits, put them back together, go again. Get a lot of mileage from this lady.
I'd like to be donated, and I mean, probably this won't work out, but to Mythbusters.
Well,
donate my body to Mythbusters so they can be like, today we're testing if we blow up a cabin.
I think
whatever.
It would have to be to Adam Savage's YouTube channel, unfortunately.
Hey, it's me, Adam Savage, and today we're going back to our Cannibal Rat video that was famously deleted from the series. It's lost media. But today, we've got a long-time watcher of the channel who's donated his body, and we're going to see what happens when we feed rats cardboard and what happens when we feed rats this human man's body.
I was looking into the Cannibal Rat episode.
Yeah.
Because if you don't just quick catch up, they were feeding a cardboard, a rat cardboard and then the one
myth
normal
was
stuff.
Yeah.
The cardboard that contains cereal is healthier than the cereal inside.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was for fucking Fruit Loops or
something. Yeah, so they were feeding one group of rats just Fruit Loops, one group of rats just the cardboard, and one group of rats normal rat food. And anyway, the ones that ate the cardboard started eating each other. but I think, I was looking into it, rats just do that sometimes.
Yeah.
It wasn't maybe necessarily...
Rats eat their babies.
Yeah,
like, whatever.
They're gross.
Rats, dude.
So I don't know. I wouldn't put that on the Mythbusters. Rats just eat each other.
Yeah, exactly. Leave the Mythbusters alone.
Although, I think not having any food maybe had something to do with it.
They did starve those rats.
Yeah, and make them really stressed out.
That is funny.
A lot of
if I feed a dog a rock, what happens?
The dogs are going to eat the rock.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's what they did. Cardboard's not food.
Shouldn't have made up the myth about it then, hey?
Yeah, that's true. That is on me.
Yeah. Well, will Frasier be good? No. Nah. Can you watch the old Frasier, which is good? Yes. Yeah.
Can you watch the Mythbusters where the rat eats another rat?
No.
Can you watch the other Mythbusters? Yes.
Yeah.
Unless you're in that one lecture where they screened it at a college once.
Oh, cool.
People that's have awesome. Seen it once.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Bye.
Anyway, good stuff. And on that note, this has been another. This has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we've been the BS Boys and Hayden.
And
where can we find you, Hayden?
Yeah. I'm on a podcast called Shut Up a Second.
On the Sandspants Radio Network.
Radio Network. You guys are common guests.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are on all the time. We get a topic, we talk about it, we don't really do much research, and we have a lot of laughs.
Very different from baseless speculation.
Yeah. Not really. The most research podcast you've ever listened to.
I think we might have had a similar conversation about that rat that ate the other rat on my podcast.
It is intriguing. You know, give it a listen.
Do you know something cool that your listeners can do right now?
What's that?
Unless they're driving. Just add it to the queue. Add it up next. True. Give it a try.
Even if you're driving.
If you're driving.
Pull over.
Keep driving.
Close your eyes.
Grab your phone. Close your eyes.
Take a little nap.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, you deserve it.
And then when you get to the pearly gates, tell them the baseless speculation sent you.
Oh, then you're in the wrong place.
Yeah, you got it.
Brother, you got to go
turn around, dude.
Anyway, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our SansPants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.